from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar, Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat, the New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, if you've reached this point in time in the week, you are so close to the weekend. You can smell it from here. But joining me in this little adventure on Fridays is Christine Nicholas, head of Nicholas and Lentz PR, one of the most important PR firms on planet Earth. Forget just New York City, where they always rank high, but around the world doing a great job. And also the head of the Broadway Association, which had its monthly luncheon yesterday. I am very, very honored to say that I get invited regularly, and I always try to go because it's one of the most important things I think I do each week. And Christine, just getting to be in that room, observe really what is the corporate community, I think, of the Broadway business district, and to hear what they have to say, what they're thinking about, what they're concerned about, what they're dealing with, and then to come away from this group of people each week with this kind of esprit de corps of they're all in it together. It is really an inspiring group of people to be around.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Yeah, it's a beautiful group. Look, it was founded in 1911, and it was on the brink of extinction, and Dennis Swanson and revived it, and now it's become this really vibrant salon, if you will, because we try to, it's at Sardi's, it takes place at Sardi's, and we have to limit it because of the space. We don't want it to be another luncheon with 300 people like a New York City luncheon. We want it to be like a small intimate where the folks that you who are our speakers for that month, they have one-on-one, type of conversations with our members. And it really is lovely. And we usually do a Q&A after the speakers. And I just, AB is on the line. And so, Kevin, I always try to throw a question, that for you to answer. But yesterday, Kevin, by the way, a Q&A means you ask a question and they give an answer. But of course, Kevin being philosophical and being on radio, he decides to have this dialogue. It was like nobody else in the room existed, and he keeps asking follow-up questions. But it was at sort of the tail end, and people are so, I'm like, Kevin, you got to read the room. People are starting.
Now, AB, come on, come to my defense. I asked one follow-up.
I don't know. AB, what do you think?
I thought it was very informative, and I think it's something that a lot of our listeners, especially what makes New York so special, is being able to have Broadway and just to experience the magic of being in a theater with so many people and watching performers, seeing behind the scenes of what makes the show tick. And Kevin brought up a very interesting point about during the pandemic, of course, everything was being digitized. Everything was going on, with Hamilton being on Apple TV and there being shows rebroadcast on Netflix and such. What was the purpose? Would it be possible and feasible, honestly, to do that for other shows as well? And I thought it brought about a really interesting conversation.
Yeah, well, I think whether or not it could be done is kind of going to be irrelevant, because I think it's going to happen. And the question is going to be, and I'm not going to tell you who, but there was someone very important that you sat me next to yesterday. And as soon as the official event came to an end, he kind of elbowed me and he goes, by the way, we've been doing this for, two or three years, and it is the way of the future. And the panelists all said, which I thought was very counterintuitive, that they want to go digitized, because when the theory was out there that putting Hamilton on Disney was going to reduce attendance, it actually had the opposite effect. It was this marketing piece that people saw the musical and then they wanted to go experience the musical. So it was truly kind of opposite of what everybody had predicted. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think that that's going to be the trend going forward. And it's going to, technology doesn't cost as much as it used to. The camera that's in your phone is a better camera than cameras that were shooting original HD quality stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just think it's, we're going to have a more integrated experience with live arts, I think, going forward than we've had thus far.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to see their perspectives, because Christine, you got two of the cream of the crop panelists. They knew their stuff like nobody else, and they were very plugged in on that topic.
Yeah, Ken Davenport, who's a Broadway producer and also has an amazing newsletter, and also Kristen Gaske, who's the new chair of the Broadway League, but also the head of creative for ATG, which is one of the biggest producers worldwide. So, you know, and what was interesting is Kristen made the point about the Met, or maybe it was Ken, about the Metropolitan Opera, that they've been doing this long before Broadway has been doing it, right?
Yeah.
So, and it's what's helped their audience grow. So,
well, they started before the digital stuff was even around, because they were doing it on AM radio. And then it went to FM, and then, you know, I think those broadcasts still,
But it was great. But you know, the Kevin McCullough last question was one of these. It was more than a question. It was, I should have an entire Broadway Association luncheon just on this particular topic. And that's my point, is that you ask such amazing, in-depth, thought-provoking questions. And that's why you're such a pro on radio, on the station, and all over. But it's, I want to know more. And it was a shame that, you know, the clock was ticking, and, you know, we always,
well, you know what it is, though, and I think that this is a good lesson. I want my kids to learn this. I want to live life with an endless curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And I want, that's the only way you will continue to learn stuff, is if you think and then ask people that are smarter than you about things you don't know.
Right.
And certainly I was in a room of people that knew way more than me about all of that. But coming at it from the side of media that I do, I'm watching the digitization of radio and TV happening left and right. It's only a matter of time, I think, until the live arts are in the same kind of category. And it'll be interesting to see where it goes. But it was a great luncheon, as always, and you are to be commended for a great job.
Well, thank you. And one of our guests, she was at the luncheon. She will be with us later in the show. Her name is Ellen Hart. And folks, you may know her from Ellen Stardust Diner, but she's also known around town for something that happened back in 1959. She'll tell us about
mysterious.
That.
We'll have to wait and see.
And then Bill Rudin, I mean, this is, you know, major developer, real estate, you know, philanthropist, who we normally have on for the marathon. Bill Rudin will be coming back to tell us about a big announcement that he made with the mayor last week. So we have a terrific show, folks.
Yeah, I think it's impressive that New York is where it's at. And, you know, when you and I started doing this night, how many years ago now? Three? More than three? We had no real idea what was, you know, how long it would take the city to get to where it needs to be. But when you cross some of the thresholds that we're going to cover on tonight's show, you can affirmatively know that New York is back and it's on its way, you know, back to the top. And I just, no pun intended. And I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a great future for the city.
And do we have time to plug what we're going to be doing on May 10th?
Yes, we got a full minute before the next break.
Excellent. Well, you know, one of the things that we did early on when the show was originated was a broadcast for Broadway. And we did it back in September of 2021 when Broadway was just reopening for the first time. And we're going to be doing that now for the fourth time. I can't believe this will be our fourth broadcast for Broadway. It'll be on May 10th, on Friday, May 10th. Folks, you're invited to join us at Bond 45, which is on 46th Street, right in the heart of the theater district. Make your reservation, and then you can meet us and meet all of the guests that we're going to have, many of them that will be Broadway producers and actors and just, you know, folks that make the engine run that is Broadway.
Well, and it's strategically coming after the nominations are out. So we'll get some kind of, hunches and insights on, you know, what shows are going to do well in the Tonys. And we'll, you know, you can't always pick a favorite child, but we'll see, you know, where the rocks are being separated at that time. And we'll hopefully it'll be a really kind of newsmaking night, too. Anyway, she's Christine. I'm Kevin. We got big guests coming up and also some tips for your weekend. Don't change that dial.
there are some times when the kids go to bed and we just stay in the night talking about how hard the life it is for us. It's very hard to see my kids go to bed with hunger and not having something to give to them.
You can step into the despair of a mother like Lourdes. For the past 40 years, Food for the Poor has linked generous listeners like you to desperate families throughout the Caribbean and Latin America. Today, your generous gift is an answer to a mother's prayer for her children's survival. Right now, because of a meal for meal match, a one-time gift of $160 or just $14 a month provides 4 hungry children with food for the next year. So, how many children can you rescue? Make your gift safely and easily by calling 855-919-4673. That's 855-919-HOPE. Or click the red Give Life banner at am970theanswer.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area, Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long. So order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Eric Metaxas says it has happened quickly.
What Biden is overseeing, and again, we know that he's a husk of a man. He seems to have sold his soul to the devil so that he could appear to be president, but that there are people running things. The speed and the wickedness of what he has been able to accomplish in 3 years to weaken America, to destroy our foundations, it's a staggering thing.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
What a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
All right. It's welcome to Friday. It's one of those days, friends. It's just been a lot of it. And we're back. She's Christine. I'm Kevin. And Christine, we love having people that have been on the show a few times. But when they come back bearing good news, it doesn't get any better than that.
Right. And one of the best New Yorkers, Bill Rudin from an amazing family, the Rudin family, joins us again tonight on Radio Night Live. And what I'll say about the Rudins, because I've had the pleasure of knowing many of them, when you think of the name Rudin in New York City, you think of philanthropy. You think of an amazing family that has done so much, has given back as a runner who's run the marathon. When you get to that finish line and the winners get the Samuel Rudin Trophy, and that's because of Bill Rudin's grandfather, Samuel Rudin, that started that. And I'm a proud member of the Association of Better New York. That's a group that was put together back in the days of, you know, when our economic problems were so strong that then the Rudins and the Titians, they put together this group, ABNY, and it was really to get New York back on its footing. So there's some amazing news that Mayor Adams announced last week at the Association for a Better New York's Breakfast about the Rudin investment once again into New York City. And I'm going to let Bill Rudin explain what Mayor Adams announced and take it from here. Welcome back, Bill Rudin.
Well, always fun to be with you guys. And yes, the mayor announced about the beginning of the entitlement zoning process for an exciting project that my family's involved in, along with Steve Roth and Vornado. That's a major real estate investment trust. And our other partner, Ken Griffin, and his company, Citadel and Citadel Securities. He's the founder and CEO. And we announced the start of this, you know, regulatory approval process to build a 1.7 million square foot, over 60 stories, 1,600 feet, second largest office building, I think any building in New York City, right behind the Trade Center, or the New York headquarters of Citadel and Citadel Securities on 52nd and 51st and Park on the west side, 350 Park Avenue. Vornado owns. We own the building just to the west behind it, 40 East 52nd Street. It used to be headquarters for BlackRock. They've moved to the west side. And we've been working on this project for a while. We, in collaboration with Sir Norman Foster, who's the architect, have designed a state-of-the-art, futuristic, all-electric, environmentally friendly building, which is the type of building that companies who want to get their people back into the office and attract and retain their employees. And that's exactly what Ken wants to do with his several thousands of employees that work in New York now and are growing. So they're going to take about 800,000 feet of it and hopefully grow, and then we'll have other space to rent. But it's a very, very exciting project. So we're just on the front end of starting this approval process, and we'll keep you guys up to date as we move forward.
Bill, a couple of questions, but I was watching a documentary over the weekend, and they were talking about the great architectural achievements of Europe, and they were talking about how long some of like the classic domos took to build, 100 plus years. I'm thinking you guys can do it a little bit quicker than that, but how long from when Mayor Adams made the announcement till we actually see that skyscraper, you know, touching the clouds here in New York?
Well, I sure hope we do a little bit faster than that. But yeah, New York has a lot of, you know, regulatory approvals, and I would say we get through the zoning by the end of 2025, and the remaining tenants in the buildings move out, and we can start demolishing. It's a pretty big, you know, site, so that'll take a little time, and then you got to build this skyscraper. I would say somewhere in 2031, 32, something like that, people will be moving in. The building is just north of the new J.P. Morgan headquarters, on 48th Street, and that project really set the tone for the comeback of Park Avenue. A lot of tenants had moved out to go to Hudson Yards or other parts of the city. But Midtown East is very, very strong market right now. You've got people are back in the city. We've talked about tourism all the time. Mm-hmm. Tourism is hitting close to pre-pandemic levels. Broadway, very strong. You've got 18 new theaters, shows opening up. And so it's all part of the renaissance of our city after going through a very difficult period during COVID.
Well, yeah. Speaking of a renaissance, of course, I can't help but think of great cathedrals and churches. And there is there's an interesting facet of New York City real estate. I think it may be unique only to New York about air rights. So Bill, tell us how this building actually, the plans were made possible by the divine powers.
Well, it's a great question. And part of the Midtown East zoning, which this building will be built under, which was passed in 2017, and J.P. Morgan's building under the same zoning, allows for the transfer of air rights from churches and synagogues, not just across next to each other, which is in the law now, but can go into any part of Midtown East. So we're buying air rights from St. Patrick's, we're buying air rights from St. Bartholomew's, and so that money will go to help keep those institutions up and running and the maintenance of those churches. And there's also money that goes into the Public Realm Fund, which will help with other projects that the city is working on. So it's a very key component and very exciting part of
the air rights secure you? What does that give you?
Additional square footage, and gets us up to the 1,700,000 feet of buildable area. So that was all part of this zoning to get development moving and also help these institutions that are critical to the religious and cultural life of our great city.
Certainly.
Yeah. And it's not like, you know, St. Pat's and St. Bart's, they've got such unique spires, and St. Bart's has the dome. You know, it's not like they can really build higher and
higher.
Yeah,
they're not going to. They're not going to become a skyscraper.
Is really fantastic because it allows, you know, not only the buildings to other buildings to be built higher, but it also preserves those buildings. So that's just fantastic. Bill Rudin on 52nd Street. I can't help but notice when I walk up Park Avenue from Grand Central to go to various meetings that there is a Lou Rudin way and a Jack Rudin way. So
that's in honor of my father, Lou, and Uncle Jack. They were, you know, they lived and breathed this city and cared about this city. And that was a way for the mayor of Bloomberg back in the day to recognize two great New Yorkers our offices are right there. My dad used to do a lot of business on that corner. He'd stand there getting a hot dog from Gus, the hot dog guy.
Yeah.
And he'd run into a lot of people and do his business there.
Well,
so
that's well deserved.
Yeah. Bill Rudin, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Coming right back. It's Fun Friday. She's Christine. I'm Kevin. Stay here.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a tornado has plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska, demolishing homes and businesses as the twister tore for miles along farmland and into subdivisions. It wasn't yet clear Friday afternoon if anyone was injured or killed in the storm. Multiple tornadoes were reported in Nebraska, but the most destructive storm moved from a largely rural area into the suburbs northwest of Omaha. The Pentagon has announced the U.S. will provide Ukraine additional Patriot missiles for its air defense systems as part of a massive $6 billion additional aid package. The missiles will be used to replenish previously supplied Patriot air defense systems and are part of a package that also includes more munitions. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 153 points, the NASDAQ rose 316. This is SRN News.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to join me and Mike Gallagher on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this 4th of July weekend. Reserve your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts, all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Take us on the go with our Listen Live feature at am970theanswer.com or download our AM 970 The Answer app today. Just go to the iPhone App Store or Google Play Store and search AM 970 The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970 The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I'd like to introduce you to the premier business in the investigative and security field in the United States today, Brosnan Risk Consultants, founded by my friend Pat Brosnan, decorated retired NYPD detective. You must be diligent in protecting the business you work so hard to grow, family you cherish, and the lifestyle you've achieved. Luckily, there is Brosnan Risk Consultants to keep your business healthy, keep your family safe, and identify the approaching rising tide of danger and loss well before it destroys what you have built. Brosnan Risk Consultants have been protecting clients for over 25 years, operational in 45 states and over 500 cities. Don't settle for second best. Brosnan is the gold standard in investigative and security services. Call now 800-590-2180 or go online to Brosnan Risk .com, BROSNAN risk.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com.
And now from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome back. It's Fun Friday. She's Christine. I'm Kevin. It's Radio Night Live, where we take a break from all the other political stuff that's on the air, and we just focus on the fun things. And Christine, yesterday, one of the funnest parts of my month is when you call and say, hey, we got a Broadway Association luncheon around the corner. Actually, AB's the one that normally calls. So then I say, oh, goody. And what are we going to listen to this time? And yesterday, another stellar performance, by the way. Great discussion about Broadway, and we'll get into some of that. But you were also introducing the celebrities in the room, and our next guest, who is a returning guest to Radio Night Live, was there, and you introduced her. So I'm going to give you the honors to do it again here.
Thank you, Kevin. I am so honored and pleased to welcome back to Radio Night Live Ellen Hart. And whenever Ellen Hart is in a room, I tell you there is like a swarm of people around her because we know her in New York as the founder and the owner of Ellen Stardust Diner, but many of us also know her as Miss Subway of 1959. And by the way, Ellen Hart doesn't even look 59 years old. So I don't believe that you were the Miss Subway of 1959.
Yeah, I was wondering how that was working here personally too.
But Ellen has just been such an amazing New Yorker over the years. And I know her from way back from City Hall. There, she had Ellen's Diner across the street from City Hall. So all of the politicians and the bigwigs would come and visit with Ellen. But here we are in studio now with Ellen Hart. Welcome back, Ellen.
Thank you, Christine. The luncheon that you know, were involved with yesterday was fabulous, and there were some people much more famous than I am there.
Oh, but anyway. But you commanded the crowd, I have to tell you. Okay, so, you know, we did have the head of the Broadway League, and we had some amazing Broadway producers in the room, like Ken Davenport and Kristen Caskey, who, by the way, they were our speakers, but they were going head-to-head with their shows. Kristen has The Wiz, and Ken has, he has Harmony, you know, the Barry Manilow piece. But they're good friends. Everybody got along. We had Sandy Kenyon from WABC passing the baton to the brand new reporter for Arts and Entertainment, Joelle Gargiulo. But wherever I saw, a crowd was forming around Ellen. So
that's
she
right.
has this magnetism and this beauty that comes from within, and everybody just wants to, you know, talk to Ellen. So I thought, you know, this would be great to have Ellen on the show. So Ellen, what is your secret? What, you know, how do you do it?
Okay. A little Botox here and there, my secret.
No, I think it's from
and
within.
And eating healthy and working out in my gym, in my building, thank goodness. I don't have to travel too far. And just trying very hard to keep positive.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. And you're a lifelong New Yorker. But you're from Queens originally, I believe.
I am.
Yeah,
I'm 68th and Union Turnpike.
Okay.
And, you know, back in the day, beauty queen in Jamaica High School, wanting to be a singer, and all the good stuff.
Class of what? When did you graduate Jamaica High
School? 1959.
Okay, so there's something else that happened in 1959 that put Ellen on the map, if you will. And when we come back, Kevin, we're going to ask her, where was she in 1959, aside from graduating from Jamaica High School?
Yeah, we'll get back into that. Now, Ellen, you said 68th and what was your intersection where you grew up?
Oh, 168th off of Union Turnpike.
Wasn't that basically like the country back then?
It was, because my aunt, when we moved to, in 1948, we bought a small house on that block. And my aunt said she couldn't understand that we moved out to the country. Union Turnpike was a dirt road.
Right.
You know? And then about 10 years later, she moved herself into my neighborhood.
Wow.
So I guess it wasn't country anymore. It was getting to be citified, you know.
Well, I mean, if you talk to people that know the history of Queens, like that whole extended area back there was much less and more sparsely populated than it is obviously now. But Queens became the piece of the city that it now is over that period of time. Hey, I gotta brag on you a little bit. Every time I have friends that come and perform at Carnegie, and this year I've had more than normal, they love to take their crew when they have downtime to Ellen's. And the guys that like work lights and stuff, they just love the access to the singers and the songs. And it is such a fun place when people come to the city that are from outside of the area. What is traffic like for you since COVID, you know, amongst the low hanging fruit, the regional area? Has that audience come back?
I would say 90% of them. I mean, we generally have lines. And we thought it was very frightening because we thought we wouldn't open for quite a while. We were deciding whether to open or not open. And it came back because people do have fun. As you said, we have confetti coming down.
It's a blast.
From the ceiling. We have singers, you know, day and night. It's a show. You can have dinner and a show for a less of a price than going to a Broadway show and eating dinner out and all that. So,
oh, yeah.
And they don't go to a Broadway show, hopefully they come to me.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out what happened in 1959. We're coming right back. Stay with us. On behalf of AM 970 The Answer, I'd like to invite you to a very special evening, maybe some good food, and definitely some great show. Kevin McCullough here, inviting you to be part of our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway as the Radio Night Live Fun Friday team gets ready to host on May 10th. Joining me will be First Lady of New York Hospitality and Chair of the Broadway Association, Christine Nicholas. It'll be a two-hour live broadcast. Times Square's very own T-Square, Tom Harris, president of the Times Square Alliance, will also join us, with special guests from the hottest shows on Broadway, producers, actors, and more, as well as interviews with Times Square's fabulous eateries and attractions. Make sure to join us on AM 970 from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, May 10th, for a show you won't want to miss, live from Times Square, as it's our fourth annual Broadcast for Broadway. From Broadway's Radio Authority, Radio Night Live on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Charlie Kirk sees too much agreement in D.C.
They might shout at each other over abortion. They might shout at each other over guns. But that's all theatrics. When it comes down to what really matters, protecting big corporations, keeping our borders wide open, and relentlessly invading foreign countries and funding wars that have nothing to do with us, D.C. finds harmony.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services, including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. Grow your savings with their great CD specials. Visit unitybank.com to find out more. Unity Bank is also a great place to work. As Unity Bank President and CEO James Hughes says, the people make Unity Bank a great place to work. We give our employees an opportunity to grow. At Unity Bank, there are no excess layers of bureaucracy as found at Goliath-sized banks. All employees have full access to management with encouragement to make decisions and grow their careers. Visit Unity Bank. That's unitybank.com for current CD and savings specials. They are FDIC insured, an equal opportunity employer, and an equal housing lender. Unity Bank, growing with you.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Welcome back. Yet to come tonight, Christine will give us some tips for your weekend, things to do, places to go, people to see. Maybe not people to see. Maybe people to see. I don't know. We still got to talk about all the great Broadway stuff, Christine, because we've got a Broadway broadcast for Broadway coming up on May 10th that we want people to come see us at as well.
I can't wait to hear that one.
We're gonna get into that in just a second. But Ellen, before we went to break, Christine teased us all. She was like, something else happened in 1959, mm-hmm. and we have to find out what that is. You want to spill the beans?
I do.
Yes, well, I became a famous local gal, Miss Subway 1959, and for March and April, I hung in every subway car in the city of New York, and that was a thrill. I thought it would promote a career, actually, in singing, and I was a local celebrity suddenly, which was the best, you know, best feeling anyway.
Did you get stopped on the street like all the time? Take a picture, sign up, find an autograph?
In the subway, when I headed from Queens to New York with my mom, I got stopped because I was standing under my poster, of course, and people would recognize me. So that was, you know, a real moment.
Yep. And, you know, for those who don't know, the Miss Subway program that was run by the subway system was really to help elevate the careers and the spotlights on women. So it was this wonderful program. It wasn't just a beauty contest, although the women were quite beautiful, but it was about their career mindedness. And, you know, and it really did launch a lot of careers. In fact, Ellen, you've got something really special happening at Ellen Stardust Diner this coming Thursday, which is about the Miss Subway, phenomenon. What's going on?
Well, we have the ladies coming back, the ones that we are currently active, and from 77 years of age to 92, I believe, is the oldest one. and we have 14 of them coming back from a subway reunion, which we do periodically when there's something happening that we can connect to, which we did because the first Miss Subway was Mona Freeman, 1941. And we said, let's do an anniversary Miss Subway reunion. And that's what's happening at the diner.
Wow, that's fantastic. So we're going to be able to see and meet actual Miss Subways from
meet and greet.
Meet and greet. That is.
And
will any of them sing? Will any of them perform?
We have Marilyn May coming. She said she was coming to our reunion. We have a little. She was an honorary Miss Subway. We made her an honorary Miss Subway a couple of years ago, and she said she's going to get up and sing.
Wow.
And I'm going to sing a song also.
Yeah, Marilyn May performs still at 54 Below. So, folks, if you go to Ellen's Diner on Thursday, May 2nd, and you are lucky enough to be at Ellen's Diner, you're going to hear Ellen Hart, Miss Subway, 1959, sing one of her favorites. Ellen, what are you singing?
Getting to Know You.
I love it. That's one of my favorites.
And every day at Stardust Diner, we get to know new people. And we ask them where they're from, and they're from the UK. Brazil is a big one. I mean, all over the world. We have a lot of tourists coming in there.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Ellen, what was the last year that Miss Subway competed? Like, when did they close down?
1976.
Okay.
And it was...
Has there ever been any discussion of reviving the program in some fashion?
There was, but some people said that... we don't know why they took them out of the subways, actually. Maybe at the time there was graffiti happening.
Right.
Yeah, but it no longer. You know, I rode a subway today, and I thought it was amazing, you know, how cleaned up, and it really looked good. It really looked good.
Yep. Well, it has to. When folks like Ellen are going to be riding the subway, the MTA better get their act together. So yeah, it is improving.
I'll say the one train was good at 50th Street.
Okay. All right. Good. Ellen Hart is our guest, folks, from Ellen Stardust Diner and Miss Subway 1959. Kevin, before the break, you had a question.
I had another question.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because every time that Ellen comes, we talk about these fabulous, delicious shakes. And since here we are in the dinner hour and I'm starving already, I may as well, you know, go full carnivore here and say, what's the shake that I've got to devour tonight if I'm coming in?
Well, because it's Autism Month, we made special shakes for the occasion. And one is vanilla with, there's an autistic factory or commissary downtown that the autistic people work and make granola. And so we incorporated their granola into our shakes. And we have two shakes, a vanilla shake and a mocha shake. And they're really delicious.
They really are.
They use the granola forever.
Yeah, this is called Love Michael. It's based in Soho. And Ellen visited the factory and fell in love with so many of those folks there that she invited them all to come back. And they had a special celebration earlier this month to announce the two shakes and a parfait. And if you do order those shakes, the Love Michael shakes or the parfait, those proceeds will go to support Love Michael, which is helping autistic adults with employment. It's really fantastic.
That is a great, great call.
You get a lot of hugs, too.
Yeah.
They're just lovely. And one of them got up and sang in our diner. His name is Christian. And I guess he's on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, was handsome and he had a good voice. And we were very impressed with him.
Oh, it was beautiful. There wasn't a dry eye in the room.
Amazing what they can accomplish. It's, you know.
It's so inspiring.
We felt very good about the whole situation.
Yep, and this is what happens at Ellen's, folks. You know, it's a diner and they sing and you're going to be entertained and you're going to have this wow moment. But then you're going to find out these ways that Ellen Hart continues to give back to New York City because, look, you can't have a heart without a heart, right? Okay, and Ellen Hart...
Gotta have heart.
I don't know, Ellen. I think one of these days Christine's gonna find her calling, like working in PR or something. You know?
Yeah, I think she should, don't you?
How to spin a phrase, you know, something like that.
And she's the best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you're the best. And so, folks, this Thursday, you can't miss this. Go to Ellen Stardust Diner. Go anytime. But if you're gonna be in town, it's on 51st Street. And you will, in 7th Avenue, 51st and 7th, pop in and you will meet some of New York City's icons. They are living legends. They were Miss Subways. And they are still amazing women that are such role models for so many of us.
That's 1650 Broadway is where it is, on right on the corner.
And have the vanilla or mocha Love Michael shake while you're there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ellen, great to see you as always. Thanks for coming back, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin and Christine.
Really appreciate it. We love you, Ellen. Thank you so much for being part of the show tonight.
All right. Coming up next, Christine's tip. Stay here. I don't know about you, friend, but when you woke up this morning, where were your kids? Were they safely tucked into bed? Mine were. Well, one of mine wasn't. One was in the living room already on the iPad playing Roblox, and the other two were, you know, yawning and just trying to get out of bed because it was a school day. One of them went into the kitchen, poured herself a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios and a bowl of milk, and got her lunch together, and she had all of her stuff. My daughter, she is on it. She knows how to do all of it. My boys, not so much. But here's the thing. When they opened the cabinet, they didn't worry that they weren't going to find food. Today, there are millions of families in Central and South America that will go hungry with no food in any cabinet in their house. And our gifts through Food for the Poor right now will feed a child that will otherwise die. Please call this number, 855-919-4673, or go to am970theanswer.com.
In Two Creations, Bara and Asa, Emmanuel J. Charles reveals that life on Earth was not evolved, but created by Almighty God. He explains that the first three verses of the Bible should be considered as three distinct events that took place in four different eras of Earth's history. This book presents undeniable claims supported by logical reasoning, scientific evidence, and biblical truth. Get your copy now.
Available on Amazon now.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Worried about inflation, digital currencies, political turmoil, and the future of your investments? It's time to take control with Conservative Wealth Protection Group. During these times, central banks are buying gold and precious metals at record levels. But the question is, are you? With access to the cheapest bullion in the nation, we have a deep understanding of the precious metals markets. We'll reveal strategies that both the wealthy and everyday patriots just like you are using to get the most out of their tax-deferred retirement plans. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, we provide guidance without high-pressure sales tactics. Our No Fees for Life IRA program offers the lowest prices on precious metals, along with tax-free and penalty-free transfers. Explore your options with a free consultation. Call 888-964-4333. That's 888-964-4333. Protect your family and your investments. Call 888-964-4333 now.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, it's time to check tips for your weekend. But Christine, before we do that, what's the martini man making for you as soon as we're done with?
Well, after you spoke about those shakes with Ellen from Ellen Stardust Diner, I'm going to skip dinner and just have a shake because they're
you're
going to
go healthy.
That, yeah, I'm going to go healthy. But I might take a little bit of vodka. They do.
You can do that.
They serve adult drinks at Ellen's. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What's on tap for the weekend?
Hey, we got a lot of fun things going on in New York City this weekend. First of all, a quick thank you to Bill Rudin and Ellen Hart for being our guests tonight. They are just such fantastic New Yorkers and make me so proud to be a New Yorker. Folks, for our Yankee and Mets fans, you know, the last time we had our guys on, you know, Tracy Nippon and Marty Appel, we weren't sure where the season was going. The Yankees, by the way, remain in first place, but they are away this weekend playing the Milwaukee Brewers. But if you want live baseball, you got to go to the Mets You got to go to Citi Field. They're playing the St. Louis Cardinals at 4:05 Saturday and at 1:40 Sunday. And just if you have your calendars out and still talking baseball, remember to go to the home opener of the Staten Island Fairy Hawks. It will take place next Friday night, 5 p.m. is when the gates open. 6 p.m. is the first pitch, and they are playing the Maryland Blue Crabs. So Eric Schlifler was our guest last week, and he told us all about the panda coming to Staten Island.
He's got the stud man of stud mans for first baseman. It's a good trivia question for people. You want to be the smart one at your local cocktail party. Right. Which New York baseball team has the first baseman with the most World Series rings? It's mm-hmm. the Staten Island Fairy Hawks.
Yep, that's amazing. And look, if you don't want to go to Staten Island, or you can't wait until next week to see a panda, okay, go to the Bronx Zoo. The Bronx Zoo has their Run for the Wild this Saturday. It's a 5K, April 27th. It is really an exciting run, and it's Make Treks for the Snow Leopards. So each year that they pick an animal where the proceeds of the race will support. So it's going to support the snow leopards. But those that do run in the race, they get free range of the zoo for the entire day, and they also get early admission. So folks, if you want more information about the Run for the Wild, go to bronxzoo.com. And then, you know, our friend Tom Harris, T-Square, he was on the show last week talking about this hot dog in the city activation. Well, folks, this Tuesday, AB and I are going to be heading over to Times Square Tuesday, April 30th at noon to see the grand installation of this, oh my goodness, a 65-foot hot dog sculpture that it's complete with hydraulics, so it will burst confetti at noon every day. So a little bit like Times Square on New Year's Eve, you're going to get showered with confetti. This sounds like too much fun, so we have to see it to believe it. We're going on Tuesday, but it's going to be there for about a month or so. Go to tsq.org for more information. Folks, if you're in Times Square, there's also a behind the scenes of Madame Tussauds wax figures, the special tour. They got a lot of fun things over at Madame Tussauds. Too many to mention now in this limited time, so just look at their website, madametussauds.com. And I don't know, Avi, you got anything on your list, or Kevin, before we wrap up?
Well, I do actually. The untold story of the founding of the contemporary group For King and Country comes to the big screen. Unsung Hero is the name of that movie, and that's opening in theaters this weekend. And on that Kevin show on Salem News Channel, we will be talking with the mom, Helen Smallbone, of the mother of the guys from For King and Country, and it should be a lot of fun. So.
Excellent.
That's it, friends. We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend.